online CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They come here, oftentimes not legally, to build better lives. Their initial treatment leaves a lot to be desired.
A new report exposing severe physical and sexual abuse at immigration detention centers in Louisiana. The report, co-authored by a number of civil liberties groups, including the ACLU, highlighted inhumane conditions and alleging neglect and retaliation by guards. One detainee describing his hospital experience as a torture chamber after being assaulted by staff, leading to a suicide attempt. ICE claims he's committed to detainee welfare, but the report says these facilities should be closed. They cite systemic failures and violations of basic human rights. Dave Hatter, ABC News.
A federal judge in Tyler, Texas, ordered a temporary pause in a Biden administration policy giving migrant spouses of U.S. citizens legal status of half the citizenship. The government's national average price for regular gasoline down 7 cents in the past week to $3.31 a gallon. This is ABC News.
I'm all alone, but
a late summer heat wave in the nation's midsection and moving east.
Actual temperatures from, say, Kansas into parts of Iowa, right into Indiana, will soar to the 90s to 100 degrees early this week. And that could be the hottest temperatures the Midwest has seen so far this summer. But with the combination of that high heat and humidity, it will bring those heat index values up to 115 degrees in some spots.
A federal judge in New York City ordered Martin Shkreli, once dubbed Pharma Bro, to surrender all copies of Wu-Tang Clan's unreleased album to his lawyers by Friday. Reportedly, the only copy that exists, Shkreli sold it to pay investors in two of his failed hedge funds. Cryptocurrency outfit now owns Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, and accuses Shkreli of holding on to digital copies. The judge also ordered Shkreli to name anyone to whom he distributed music along with any revenue. Richard
Cantu,
ABC News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th to the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brenda Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richards, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together change makers to discuss with Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, it's overgrown. I mean, come on.
Under it's a underpaid test.
Well, I've already done it. It's on the text line, Matt from Germany. Don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference. On North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's time to send kids back to school.
Overnight low of 73 degrees, warm and muggy with light southeast winds. Continued hot and humid with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and a high of 92, a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms. Spotty showers or thunderstorms Tuesday night and a low of 66, a high of 80 Wednesday, Thursday 80 with a rain chance Thursday night.
Very lucky that we have these vaccines. Dr. Week encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider. And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Windling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion Chapel in Milwaukee, the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Make me a list.
Now,
it'll be fine.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable.
If you want some much air for the face New Year present.
I just want to take every day like this and relax and just learn as much as I can and protect my information and go out there and try to go against it.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and light winds for the overnight. Could have a little bit of patchy fog in the highs, lower 70s by sunrise. On Tuesday, excessive heat warning in effect. Ice in the mid 90s. Heat index a little hotter than 5. There's showers and thunderstorms in the late day. Currently 77 degrees.
Republican White House lawyers who served in the administration of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show.
If you want a sling button,
you're listening to pre-recorded content
to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Peach Waba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Peach Waba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Great to be with you on this Monday night. Welcome to Nightlight. I am your host, Peach Waba. And however, be it stream, the radio, the website, civicmedia.com, it's great to have you. And great to be back on the air. That was my day. That was my weekend. I had a lot of stuff like that this weekend. It was a really strange, kind of just do nothing weekend. I don't know. Conrad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, it's a little hotter.
Great.
Put hair on your chest.
Did you drink the water today?
I did, yeah.
I don't mess around with heat like this. I sat inside most of the day with AC going because I had a lot of work to do.
I don't come around.
Yeah, that was kind of my day. What did you do this week? Anything fun?
Yeah, so this is such a surprise to see you.
Okay,
that's pretty fun. Other than that, so I just kind of
it's been a long time.
Since
you crossed my mind,
it's such a small world.
Right?
It was actually. Just traded for someone who's going to be a QB tonight. So I don't know.
Just a change of my plans on leaving.
They did not.
And I would have said something different.
Yeah.
And I run into
I would have said Brett.
Which just goes to prove it's such a small world.
Hey, you know what I saw this weekend on TV? This
How I Met Your Mother is when Barney feels what he wears.
I'll be gone once again. Come on in.
It's like a suit. What is pajamas?
But to see you tonight.
But it looks like a suit.
It's everything right. It's such a small world.
Cracked me up. I'm like, wow, that was, talk about a different time. Well, I'm home, I gotta take all my clothes off and put on a whole new set of clothes that are more comfortable with a bathrobe. He's wearing a bathrobe at home, he's home by himself.
The only thing I can see is the slippers. Sometimes
I guess
it's cold, or you know.
Sure.
That's it. I don't see the bathroom.
And moccasins. Sometimes that's all I wear. I just go naked with moccasins.
I still miss you every day.
Hey, fun show tonight. I'm glad you're here. We've got some good stuff. Like Chris Warren will be here at 7:35. The entertainment report from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's always fun to talk to Chris. We haven't talked to Chris probably in well over a month, so I'm not surprised. Chris has written a really good article, one about Fonzie, that I thought was kind of cool. The Bronze Fonz in Milwaukee. We'll talk about that.
I still love
and, so I'm excited to talk to Chris. That's at 7:35. Then we have another one of Wisconsin's very own and sort of Minnesota person. Maybe Mary Mann will be here. She's a native Minnesota Wisconsinite. She's been a lot of fun. But she is on a tour right now in Wisconsin. Mary will join us at 8:20. Birthdays today. Macaulay Culkin turns 43. And our question tonight is, what's your favorite one-hit wonder? Macaulay Culkin is kind of a one-hit wonder. I would say he's done other stuff, but really, Home Alone is all he's known for these days. He turns 43. Apparently, he turns 53. Yesterday, it was Billy Ray Cyrus' birthday. Miley Cyrus' dad. Break Me Hard back in the early mid-90s. So Billy Ray Cyrus turns some odd years old. I'm not sure if that's the important thing is, it leads us to tonight's question. That is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder? I remember in the early 90s, Ace Break Me Hard was everywhere. It's one of those songs that the first time you hear it, you kind of tap your foot and you go, okay, it's good. Okay. And then by the 8 millionth time you hear it, you want to take hostage. Achy Breaky Heart. So that is, that made me think of tonight's question. And that is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? There's some good ones. Sometimes people just have one great song now. Hopefully they make a lot of money from it, and they can retire. Not always the case, though. I love the, I looked up a bunch of one-hit wonder songs. Simpsons parody. That's a radio song. DJ says, that was the latest from Bobby McFerrin called I'm Worried, Ain't Money.
I still love you.
Bobby McFerrin did it on there. Don't worry, be happy. There's lots of them. There's tons of great ones to choose from. I'm going to say, I think my favorite one hit one of the top three. Number one, Safety Dance. Love it. Takes me back to high school dances at Marinette Catholic Central. Men without hats. Some guys I knew in my class. I didn't really hang around with them, but they were really funny dudes. Came up with this funny, goofy dance. My friend Dave Dugan always makes reference. A fellow comedian who is from Indianapolis references Safety Dance. Funny stuff. So I'm going to say Safety Dance. I'll also put in my top three Jump Around by House of Pain.
Can't get him a job.
And then maybe Reborn either Take On Me or Unknown with his
banner, yeah. Bobby's giving up on God.
Conrad, get away from me.
Hand up and
I can't really think of maybe
everybody
side of clouds, cause I'm falling down. With me, I'm riding in style.
That's my top three safe dance. Don't jump around.
Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt-Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Money journey.
Just like no two people
How
are the same, no two days are the same.
Okay.
We start them and end them at different
That's a
times.
Great question. Best
and in between, we all do very different things.
Paid off any
Yet there is something
debt.
We all have in common.
Make it 7%
Knowing
per year,
your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every
matter.
Day.
So get
because
rid of that high
no matter when
debt
it
first.
Starts,
And then you'll be set to
Never
make investment
stop.
Choices that can
Richland
really
Electric
pay
is your Touchstone
and
Energy
perfect.
Cooperative,
well, my
your source for power
20s,
and information.
I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies. You know,
Parents, keep those
so
backpacks
keep
light to avoid
possible.
Strain on your child's back.
That
a lighter load means a
For
safer
more everyday
school
money
day.
Tips, check out Work Money Media
this message
on YouTube,
has been sponsored by
money,
the Riverdale School District. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant.
Until next time, this is Carrie
Napa
Joyce
Auto and Truck
Take
Parts. And by Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
Three
Media.
AKC registered short hair pointer puppies, 9 weeks old, all clever color in Highland, Wisconsin, can go home now. Great with children and other dogs, Dad is a great pheasant hunter. For $800, call 608-739-2950 for more information.
Somebody pulled up auction photos.
And if her daddy hadn't come
She used to wave at me from across the street through her bedroom window every night. She was almost close enough for me to touch, but I still couldn't hold her tight.
I'm just being contrary, you know, good.
That's how it's been right from the start. Always something there.
Don't do much else besides the TV show, the movie, That Thing You Do. That Thing You Do, about a Beatles caravan called Haunted Wonder Brown's.
The Haunted Wonder.
I think they pronounce the Beatles Beaters. There's always some fun music. White Boy, White Cherry, great tune. Yes, Beatles Beats on. It's a great song. We'll have that as a memory. Tom from New Orleans.
Maybe it's one of Tom's creations.
We're going to wait for it right now.
This
Peggy, take it to the island. I'm going to figure out where to take it.
plumber that came today. Just another house.
Not Farmer's
Only. Airport ticket counter.
You know, I think it's funny though where you see those ads for that sometimes.
Beauty shop at the mall.
Like,
well, you're just another head of hair. That's all right. That's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I got to say. Get reservations, cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey, all I got to say is to
grow.
You may be just another girl.
Especially since Deadpool and Wolverine is not dead. After finishing in second place last week, thanks to the release of Alien Romulus, after 2 weeks at the top, Deadpool and Wolverine regained the number one spot of the the box office this past weekend after pulling in $18 million. Alien Romulus came in second place with just over $16 million. It Ends With Us, the surprise Blake Lively Channing Tatum hit, came in third place with $12 million. Tatum had two films in the top five this week, as Blink Twice came in fourth place with just over $7 million. Space-based film The Forge finished out the top five with just over $6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Beach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, it will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Matt Maher on air. The hour-long rambling from former President Froulopes. I think they keep putting them out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Maher on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Wrightmoe joins us. We have Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University. And a very special announcement.
Join us, Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
Her
Media.
Love was like
Mystic Setting Entertainment
man,
with Pete. Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba Podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, CivicMedia.us, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Slowly turned into prison.
Welcome back.
And the warning signs he gave she never heeded.
Never. Yes.
She vowed every morning that what God joined together, no one else in the world could put apart. Then the walls came tumbling to the ground, and her world came crashing down around her heart.
Feels like when Smithers went up and told
waiting
the whole crowd before Homer had seen the
comedy
he wanted to tell,
and
here a small puppet
and
was one over a heart. And now it's time for the comedy stylist of Homer Simpson. So not quite the same, but I feel like we kind of undercut Chris. So we'll build him up here. We'll bring him in. Chris is great. He's a frequent flyer here on Nightlight. He is the entertainment reporter for the Walking Journal Sunday.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks.
park.
There on my front step, sunning in that short dress, hotter than the Texas heat. Seas, I'm never gonna get there. Traffic's going nowhere. When I feel your legs,
girl, the things that you know to do. And it was at a time when Summerfest was trying to. But then he would also have, like, you know, it was kind of, I'm sure, a good deal. He didn't do a lot of that. But that was the period when he was trying to become huge. And I think he was at the Summerfest. Let's fire in your fingertips.
Flames in your touch. Desire in your burning lips. I can't get enough. Today was a scorcher, but I'll blow you on better. Tonight what? We get together.
It's actually an awful thing. They used to have, well, for decades they had a generally, you know, respectful. It wasn't like, you know,
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, right, is on the forefront of high quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm free, overhead pager free, and restraint free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
But ready this is to also rebuild your deck or day, fence? Maley Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Maley Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Maley Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
It takes it to another level. Who do you, and Oprah,
the decisions
is very
you face when planning, you know, a funeral might seem overwhelming at you, first, but we're ready to help.
Who is the king?
I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
And get ready for this year's Richland County Fair, happening September 4th through the 8th. This year's fair is packed with action. Watch the swine show Friday morning at 8 a.m., catch the dairy show on Saturday, and cheer on the young farmers in the Little Richie Showmanship Contest on Sunday. Feel the thrill as the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers take over the grandstand Friday night at 7. And on Saturday, don't miss the live performance by country music's Ashley Ryan. Show starts at 8 p.m. If you're looking for fun and games, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens daily with rides and attractions for the whole family. And on Children's Day Saturday, there's even more fun with a pedal pole and special balloon creations. Save with season gate prices or enjoy daily entry for just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Special rates apply on Saturday for seniors, military, and first responders. Please attend the Richland County Fair September 4th through the 8th. Oh, the places you'll show. For details, call 608-647-6859. At the Richland County Fair.
People started sending him money. They gave the money back because that's against the law. But he did a whole design. He tried to get a show. Deadwood during a Donahue show where they were gay men.
Country with a pretty girl now shotgun.
We'll be right back. Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She asked me to forgive her, but I said it didn't matter anyway.
So Tom from New Berlin is clarifying. He texted
wondering if she'd ever turn around.
He's doing that. He says, Mr. Wendell has a song.
Takes the blame, but it's a crying shame. When love takes the blame, it's a crying shame.
I've never seen the show. I don't know that's what you're saying.
I can't even find the text with a lot of responses. It's great. Chris Ward is here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chris, do you have a favorite one or
two? Yeah, I saw you were doing that. I personally like a lot of these texts.
Yeah.
When I saw that, the first one that came to mind was a song by Chris Ward.
I don't know that one.
It's pretty sick.
That works. All right, so I just want to let's put a button on Saturday's talk about Milwaukee. Do you think it's strange, Chris, when I always see people post when they go to New York, they take a picture.
Well, I'm
here
in a small town bar, not far from
it's
home.
It's not even it's B-roll. Actors have never even been there.
She was having second thoughts about a man who was always gone.
Maybe I would do it. I don't know. But it's kind of the same thing with the Milwaukee.
Said the only way to get to him was a telephone.
No, they never filmed here. They're burned.
She held on to me. She could.
That's Lauren and Shirley.
She said I can be
happy.
But I can't be wrong.
I mean, they were going to substitute.
Don't get caught.
And no, there's the connection was an idea that he came up with. There's no, they never came here.
But I'll let you get to me as long as you don't let me down.
Said I got the kind of love it takes to make it. None of them had been here really before 2008.
But don't care how you get me there.
A couple of them have been here since then. I think we were going to accept that. They don't do that kind of stuff. But yeah, the show had nothing to do with it.
But I'd rather be loved and left alone than be here in the middle somewhere between
I actually like the middle show. Right. Well, I think movies do more of that than comics. I look bad.
The kind of love keeps me coming back time after time.
Right.
Just like
that's just how TV works. There have been a few other sitcoms that walked through.
But I worry a lot about love. You have to wait on.
And it's set in a.
In my second thoughts about a woman that's always gone.
All right, one last question.
Said I could be
I didn't know that. I read it.
But I can't be bought.
Two words you were considering. The nicest guys I could be bad. Tom Hanks.
Don't get caught.
Bill Longer. Dan Rodman.
Who?
Friends with both of them. Yeah, apparently. I think Henry Winkler was directing it. He made a joke.
Some people are really sensitive about that.
All right, let's move on. This is so the article you also wrote about the documentary that's coming up on the website. We're going to have this on the show. What can you tell us about that? I know it opens in September, but it sounds like a really cool film.
Yeah, I actually own a little bit. I mean, what I've written. It's a good subject, and it's clear from what I've read that they talk to each other.
Everybody talks to each other.
Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.